The meeting is being put together by a group called the Alliance for American Manufacturing. It's made up of members of the United Steelworkers Union and of their employers. While it's uncommon for union workers and management to end up on the same side of an issue, the Alliance's executive director says both sides have a common interest in preserving factory jobs. Scott Paul says while the national political discourse has focused on the economy, there's been little talk directed on what to do about jobs. Paul cites statistics claiming the country has lost 3.5 million manufacturing jobs since 2000. He says 100,000 of those were in Wisconsin.
The decline in manufacturing has meant that people have lower incomes, results in more foreclosures, and is taking a lot of money out of the community, and how our trade deficit contributes to this, because this is $700 billion a year that's leaving the United States.
Paul notes the $700 billion trade deficit is equal to the recently approved Wall Street bailout. The Alliance for American Manufacturing wants Congress to enforce trade agreements that are already on the books.
We have trade laws that are designed to prevent countries like China from subsidizing its own industries to gain a trade advantage, from manipulating its own currency to gain a trade advantage, or from dumping products in the U.S. market at below cost in order to gain a trade advantage. Yet, those laws are not enforced.
The meeting begins Tuesday evening in the Lambeau Field Atrium. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.